Let's move on to another story now. The United States and South Korea are set to kick off military drills on Monday, days ahead of high-level denuclearization talks between Washington and Pyongyang. South Korea's Ministry of Defense has confirmed training would begin near the southern city of Pohang. The country's media say about 500 American and South Marines will participate in the small-scale maneuvers. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he will meet with his North Korean counterpart Kim Jong-chol later this week. Pompeo says substantial steps toward denuclearization are expected. On Friday, Pyongyang threatened to resume its nuclear program if Washington continues its campaign of pressure and sanctions. Political commentator Frank M. Spack believes that U.S. President Donald Trump does want to reach a deal with Pyongyang despite the upcoming drills.
The South Korean government has been very clear that they wish to achieve a new relationship with the North Korean government. And they have moved to do very many things about this, including an announcement of reestablishing rail and road links in other parts of the peninsula and reestablishing the economic zone that they had in the north. This has caused some concern on the part of the United States, who feels that if the South Koreans go ahead with this, it weakens sanctions. And that's true, it will. But the South Korean government has been very clear that they intend to move ahead with this. So that's one thing. Secondly, many observers, including, for instance, the respected Le Monde Diplomatique, have concluded that, in fact, President Trump wants to make a deal here with the North Koreans. And he wants to do that and because no other president has done it, or for legacy reasons and things like that. However, there is not unlimited time here. And so, first of all, his office ends in 2 years. And secondly, it takes a long time to do this.